Well, I've got July 4th on my heart, kind of in mind, and I began to meditate and got down on my knees and prayed. And I just want to preach a message tonight entitled, In God We Trust. There's a lot of people that like to get that off of the money. But I tell you, I believe I'm talking to a bunch of people tonight that fits in that we. In God we trust. Everybody might not trust him, but I'm glad to be in a remnant of people that trust the Lord. Ruth chapter 2 tonight, please. Ruth chapter number 2. We're real thankful for the kids and the good trip that they had. And I don't reckon it offends a teenager when somebody 64 years old calls them a kid, does it? Amen. Rachel, you're still a kid to me. Amen. You want to be too, don't you, honey? I like that. Amen. But they had a good time. Had an encounter with a black bear. Can you believe that? A black bear wanted to get in the van down there. Amen. I wish y'all just brought him back. Amen. I tell you, you just never know. You never know. I want to read for the sake of time, just to kind of bounce out of it, where this message came from. I was looking at all kinds of text, and I thought God was going to take this text and that text and put things together. That's the way it kind of looked like in my heart. I was putting where the Bible talks about trust in the Lord. What's that verse in Proverbs? Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not to thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. And there's another verse that says, some trust in chariots and others in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. I believe that was a verse that's saying, don't trust your military, trust God. I believe in having a good military, a strong military, but our trust shouldn't be in our military. Our trust ought to be in the one that made it all, amen, and created it all. But anyway, I come across this text, this portion of scripture, and God just started, just rolling it over and over and over in my mind and my heart. And I believe this is what God wants us to share with you tonight. Look at verse 12. Boaz is talking here to Ruth, and he said, the Lord recompense thy work, and a full reward be given thee of the Lord God of Israel, under whose wings thou art come to trust. And I began to look at some benefits in this chapter of trust in the Lord, being under his wings and being under his watch care. And that's what I want to share with you tonight. In God we trust. Father, thank you tonight for our people. Lord, I'm sitting over there in the corner of the choir thinking, I could still be under a welding hood and putting steel together, trying to make a living. Lord, you've let me take the Bible, share it through these years with your precious people. Lord, I thank you for the calling on my life. I pray, God, tonight that you'll fill us, that you'll clothe us in our calling. And God, that you'll make our lives a blessing, make the message a blessing in the hearer tonight. And God, would you help our country? Lord, I think about the United States of America, and I'm not sure, Lord, that we've ever been more divided than we are right now. Lord, I just pray that somewhere or another, you'd help us to get back to our roots, to realize, our Father, there's many things we can differ on. But as my dad used to say often, the truth will stand when the world's on fire. The truth is the truth, Lord. Help us, Lord, to be proclaimers of the truth. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. I begin to look at this chapter, and I don't know how that you could study the book of Ruth or even read the book of Ruth and not love the book of Ruth. It's one of the greatest stories in the Word of God as far as I'm concerned. Ruth was a Moabitess woman, and Moab in the Bible was declared to be God's washpot. And they mistreated God's people. And yet Elimelech and Naomi and their two sons, Mahlon and Chilion, they went down to Moab to sojourn because there was a famine in the land, the house of bread in Bethlehem, Judah. And they went down there to sojourn, and then the Bible said they continued there. And the first thing you know, they were there 10 years. And every time I see somebody start missing church on a regular basis, that scripture comes back to my mind. I don't know what it is. I've been told. But I've heard people say when you get out of church, it just gets easier and easier to lay out or stay out. I don't know what that is. I really don't. When I was with Rock of Ages, I resigned the church at Liberty. It wasn't 2 weeks and I was joining the church at Oak Glen. And somebody asked me, said, why would you go join a church? I said, because that's what I agreed to do when I joined Liberty. Amen. There's a covenant. As soon as I'm removed from this place, I'll go and I'll unite with a church of like faith. And I agreed to that covenant. And I think a man that agrees to something ought to try his best to carry it out, don't you? But anyway, I just want to show you tonight here in the Bible. I don't know what it is to continue or to get out of church. I will say this, I've been out of fellowship with God. That's bad enough. But I tell you that I believe the best place to get back in fellowship is to stay under the Word, don't you? I believe it won't be long. God dropped the hammer in your lap, amen, in your heart, and you'll be wanting to get right with the Lord. Let's look at this tonight quickly. I won't keep you too long tonight. I believe we can go through this and kind of get the gist of it, and I believe it'll be a blessing. First of all, tonight, she had come to trust the Lord, under whose wings thou art come to trust. I want you to see in verse number 1, the Bible said Naomi had a kinsman of her husband's, and then I underlined this in my Bible, a mighty man of wealth. When you trust the Lord, you're trusting a mighty man. Now, I'm not bringing God down to man's level. Let me say what I mean. Let me tell you what I mean. The Bible said there's one mediator between God and man, the man, Christ Jesus. Amen. A mighty man of wealth. Boaz, beloved, wasn't broke. And our God ain't either. Amen. And so when you trust the Lord, you can... I looked it up today, and I can't quote it all, so I wrote a little thing. Turn to Psalm chapter 50, verse number 10. I believe it said the beast of the field is how it started out, but I can't remember for sure. So let me turn there and read it. Psalm number 50 and verse number 10 said, for every beast of the forest, not field, the forest is mine, and the cattle upon 1,000 hills. Brother Dale was coming out with my boy the other day. He was hauling hay, and I was riding with him. And he said, Brother Dale and his boy farms that right there. Well, you get two farmers together, especially if they got cattle, and the first thing they're going to ask you is, how many heads you got? Ain't that right? Amen. How many heads you got? And I don't know. I don't even know how many my boy's got. He's got enough. I know that to keep up with. But if you just ask the Lord, how many heads you got? He'd say, all of them. Glory to God. Amen. All of them. Amen. And I think, you know, when you say in God we trust, I think there ought to be a peace right there that we're trusting the one, honey, that owns it all. And everything you and I have is just borrowed for a little while. And we need some more people in politics to just borrow the office and not move in there for life. Amen. I really do. Amen. I believe things would be decided a little bit differently if they wasn't always looking to the next election. Does that make any sense? Do what's best for the people, maybe, for a change. Amen. And so I saw that mighty man of wealth, and what a benefit that is to trust in the Lord. But then in verse number 2, the Bible said, Ruth the Moabitess said unto Naomi, let me now go to the field and glean ears of corn after him in whose sight I shall find grace. And she said unto her, go, my daughter. I underlined the words, find grace. You know, we ought to trust Him tonight because that's where we found grace. The Word of God said over there in verse number 10, then she fell on her face and bowed herself to the ground and said unto Him, why have I found grace in thine eyes? Brings me back to that scripture I think you read not long ago, Brother Jason. What is man that thou art mindful of him, or the son of man that thou visitest him? Oh, I thank God tonight, beloved. Listen, that we're his children and he loves us tonight. I was going to read you something that kind of goes along with that. Go back over there to Hebrews where Brother Jason was a moment ago, Hebrews chapter 2. And I don't know how I have overlooked this. Listen to this statement. This is something that's written in the margin above verse number 9, or in the above verse number 9 in my Bible. Jesus, made for a little time lower than the angels, dies for man that he may lift men above the angels into the family of God. Ain't that a blessing? Say amen. Kind of goes with that statement, the Son of Man, Son of God became the Son of Man that the sons of men might become the sons of God. Amen. And we found grace. If we found grace, beloved, under this one whose wings that Ruth had come to trust, that's a good reason to trust him. And then in verse number 3, the Bible said here, and she went and came. But let me back up on verse number 2 and just say something. We need a welfare program like this. We need one like this. She didn't sit at the house and go to the mailbox and get the check. God made provision in the book of Leviticus for the poor people, how that they could glean the corners of the field. Say amen. But they had to get off, excuse my French, high and end and go out there and pick it up. Say amen. And do something. Amen. I'm not talking about disability. I'm talking about beloved people that are unable. Not talking about that, but unwilling. Amen. And so Ruth has got some gumption about her. And she goes out there in the field. And she went and she came and gleaned in the field after the reapers. And the Word of God said, and her hap was the light on a part of the field belonging unto Boaz, who was of the kindred of Elimelech. I just want to say this. Before Ruth ever had her eye on God, God had his eye on Ruth. And what I wrote in the margin of my Bible right here is providential care. Honey, God's going to, in his providence, take care of his youngins. I heard you request prayer for Brother Johnny. I was trying to remember his last name, brother, when you said that, for Brother Duncan. But he's in good hands, amen. Listen, I've preached in that church at Spears Ferry, and I'm just telling you, beloved, he's a good pastor, a good church. People there that love the Lord, amen, and they're probably scratching their head tonight, what's going on with our pastor? But I'll tell you this tonight, those that trust the Lord are under his providential care, and God knows what he's a-doing, amen? He knows what he's a-doing. Her son, her hap was the light on the part of the field belonging to Boaz. I wrote in the margin of my Bible, hap, that's the hand of God in the glove of your life. Amen. In other words, it just wasn't by chance. Amen. But God in his providence was leading her and guiding her. Because I'll tell you this, God knew her heart. When she said, Naomi, entreat me not to leave thee. I'm going with you. Your God's going to be my God. Your people's going to be my people. God said, I like that. Amen. I'm going to bless that youngin. Amen. And God did in his providential care. Then verse number 4. When we trust in God, we trust. And when we trust under the shadow of his wings. Watch what the Word of God said in verse number 4. And behold, Boaz came from Bethlehem and said unto the reapers, the Lord be with you. And they answered him, the Lord bless thee. Now here's what I wrote down right there. She found out right quick. She didn't know nothing about the reapers and nothing about the master. But she found out in one verse, he was a good master. What did he say to him? He came to the reapers and he said, the Lord be with you. What'd they say back? Man, you're working us too hard. That ain't what they said. They said, the Lord bless thee. I'm telling you, if we'd look at this thing just right, beloved, listen, we'd shout because we can work. We'd shout because we have the ability to work, amen? And we'd praise God, amen, but for the good master that we have. The devil's a terrible taskmaster. But I thank God when you get saved and you put your trust in God, beloved, then you have a good master. And I appreciate that from the depths of my heart. And then the Bible said the servant was set over. The reapers answered and said, it is the Moabitess damsel that came back with Naomi out of the country of Moab. I don't know this. I can't be dogmatic about it. But it seems to me like when you read the book of Ruth, that when they came back, man, it just spread like wildfire all over town. It just seems like everybody knows about this woman that said, hey, I'm going to leave Moab and I'm going back with Naomi and I'm going to try my best to take care of my mother-in-law. Amen. And what a blessing it is. But watch what the Bible said here. And she said, I pray you, let me glean and gather after the reapers among the sheaves. So she came and hath continued even from the morning until now that she tarried a little in the house. She had took a break, amen, in the house, but she had from morning until now. And Boaz looks at this and looks at her. And by the way, I just want to say this. I don't think she was like dressed up to go to a party. See, amen. She probably was sweating and she probably didn't maybe look the cleanest or look the best, amen, in what she was doing. But Boaz saw through all of that. Look what he said. Then said Boaz unto Ruth, hearest thou not, my daughter? Go not to glean in another field, and neither go from hence, but abide here fast by my maidens. What happens? Beloved, there's clear direction to those that trust in God. He said, let not thine eyes be on the field that they do reap, and go thou after them. Have I not charged the young men that they shall not touch thee? I'm going to tell you something right now, beloved. Boaz is a good master, but he knows right from wrong. Amen. And he's charged the young men in his field, you leave her alone. I don't want anything going on here. Don't you touch her. Amen. Watch this now. And when thou art athirst, go into the vessels and drink that which the young men have drawn. I see two things here. We're going to see the second one a little bit more a little later on in the chapter. But I see God's protection. How many believes God will protect those, beloved, that put their trust in Him? That's what the Scripture teaches. That doesn't mean nothing bad will ever happen to you. But I tell you what I do believe. I believe, beloved, that God, in His providential care, will take care of His youngins. Amen? And that whatever comes in our life, good or bad, it must be run across God's desk before it comes into our life. And I do believe, I'm not just using it as a scapegoat, that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called. You can see that in the book of Ruth. Amen. God is working. God is working. God is working. And it may not look like it's too good at the time when you're out there in the field sweating, but God is working a plan. Amen. In accordance with His will. Beloved, there's protection. And then the Bible said she fell on her face. I believe this with all my heart. When an individual puts their trust in God, there's humility. There's a big God and a little me. Amen. Not a big me and a little God. There's a big God and a little me. That's what we need in America once again. We need God to get big. Amen. And beloved, we need to trust Him. The Bible said she fell on her face. She bowed herself to the ground and said unto them, why have I found grace in thine eyes that thou shouldest take knowledge of me, seeing I am a stranger? Every Gentile in this room, beloved, or to know what that means, say amen. We're strangers to the commonwealth of Israel, amen. And yet God come along and saved us in His grace and grafted us in to that wild olive tree and let us have a place in the family of God. In verse number 11, Boaz said unto her, it hath fully been showed me. Now, that right there tells me that maybe everybody in town didn't know the whole story, but Boaz did. Boaz knew the whole story, amen. He knew when they left. He knew how long they stayed in Moab. He knew when they headed back. And he knew that this young lady, Ruth, had come back with Naomi. It fully been showed me all that thou hast done unto thy mother-in-law since the death of thine husband, and how that thou hast left thy father and thy mother. By the way, let me just say this. Trust in God. A lot of people don't want to hear this, but many times it requires leaving something. Did you hear what I said? It requires leaving something. When Abraham, what did he do? He left Ur of the Chaldees. Amen. I'll never forget. I was living where I live now. I'd resigned at Liberty Baptist Church, and it looked like at the time, it looked like that I was going maybe to pastor in Glade Spring, Virginia, the very church that I was saved in. That's just the way, looking at it from the outside, that's the way that it looked. And I was on the front porch with my son, and my son was shaking his head back and forth. He said, "Dad, I don't understand." He said, "I don't understand. You've done all this work around here." He said, "I don't understand. Just walk off and leave it." He said, "I don't understand." See, what I learned now, God, Brother Houston, didn't want me to leave it. He just wanted me to be willing. And I was willing to walk off and leave it. I remember what I said to my boy. I said, "Son, all I want to do one day after a while is hear my Savior say, 'Well done, thou good and faithful servant.'" I'll never forget what he said. He said, "Don't worry, Dad, you will." I wouldn't take nothing for that memory, amen. Nothing. And here she is, beloved. Boaz says, "I know what you left. I know you left your father. I know you left your mother. I know you left the land of your nativity. And you come unto a people which thou knewest not heretofore. Honey, before I got saved, I didn't know nothing about this people. I knew about the people in a bowling alley, and I knew about the people in a bar, and I knew about the people swarping up and down this world. I didn't know nothing about God's people. And God took me out of that people and put me in this people." That blesses me. That don't make me want to quit trusting Him now. It makes me want to trust Him more. Trust Him more. The Bible said, "The Lord recompense thy work and a full reward." You're talking about a full reward. I believe there's going to be one. If you finished reading the book of Ruth, I think this is a pretty good reward. She gets to be the great-grandmother of David. Hallelujah. Her son is going to be Obed, is going to be the grandfather of David. Anybody know what Obed's name means? It means worshiper. Honey, when God brings you out of Moab, say amen, and puts you in the family of God, you ought to be a worshiper too. Amen. A full reward. How could she get any more of a full reward than to be placed right there in the middle of the genealogy of the Son of the living God? Is that a blessing? Amen. God does unlikely things with unlikely people. And He can even pull them out of unlikely places to do it. Amen. What a blessing that is. The Lord recompense thy work. It reminds me of a little joke I heard years ago. It's somebody helping the preacher, a young man helping the preacher. And every day, the preacher said, "Lord's going to pay you real good. Lord's going to pay you real good Tuesday, Wednesday. Lord's going to pay you real good." They got down to Friday, and the preacher said, "Lord's going to pay you real good." He said, "Tell you what, preacher." He said, "Why don't you pay me and let the Lord pay you? You know Him better than I do." Amen. Some people ain't willing to wait on that full reward. Amen. Ain't that a blessing? The Bible said, "A full reward be given thee of the Lord God of Israel, under whose wings thou art come to trust." Then said they, let me find favor in thy sight. What else do you get when you trust the Lord? You get somebody to comfort you. The Bible said, for that thou hast comforted me, for that thou hast spoken friendly unto thine handmaid, though I be not like unto one of thine handmaidens. I don't know this for sure, but it seems like to me in that verse that Ruth and that field stuck out like a sore thumb. I don't know if it had something to do with complexion. I don't know if it had something to do with culture. I don't know, but she was different than the rest of them. Amen. And God comforted her. I'm just glad He sent the Holy Ghost to comfort us. Amen. And I appreciate that. Now the Bible said, Boaz said unto her at mealtime, come thou thither. This is sweet. And eat of the bread. Dip thy morsel in the vinegar. And she sat beside the reapers and he reached her. She's pretty close to him, wasn't she? This is what you get when you trust him. You get to fellowship with him. You get to sing that song and it's more than just words. He walks with me. And he talks with me. And he tells me I am his own. I'll tell you, there's a sweet, sweet fellowship for those that trust in the Lord. The Bible said here, and she sat beside the reapers and he reached her that parched corn and she did eat and was sufficed and left. And when she was risen up to glean, Boaz commanded his young men. It wasn't good enough that she's going to glean among the reapers. I mean, that's a pretty awesome. She don't have to stay in the corner of the field. But watch what God does. Boaz said, let her glean even among the sheaves and reproach her not. Now, she's not just in the field, she's among the sheaves, but God said, that ain't good. I tell you, he keeps pouring it on. Now he says, y'all do the work and just let it fall. Let fall handfuls of purpose. I'm telling you what's the truth. I can look back in my life. I hope you can. And I can see places where God let fall handfuls of purpose right on time. There have been times that somebody just sent me a text message. And I responded, how timely. Somebody said, I'm praying for you, Pastor. I've got messages from people out of town that I hadn't talked to in years. I'm praying for you, brother. And most of the time, beloved, how many knows what I'm talking about? It's right on time. You say, well, they don't know what's going on. No, but the one they've been talking to does. And that's all that matters. Say amen. They don't have to know what's going on to pray for somebody. So there's that provision again. Let her glean among the sheaves and let fall some of the handfuls of purpose for her and leave them that she may glean them and rebuke her not. So she gleaned in the field unto evening and beat out that which she had gleaned, and it was about an ephah of barley. Now, a bushel of barley weighs about 48 pounds. And the Bible said here, she took it up and went into the city, her mother-in-law, and saw her mother-in-law saw what she had gleaned, and she brought forth and gave to her that she had reserved after she was sufficed. Now listen, this may be a little bit personal, but it never did bother me if one of my youngins said, Daddy, we eat Mexican and I got this left over. Would you like to have it? I'm not one of them that's too proud. Say amen. Warm it up. Amen. Give it to me. I'll eat it. Hey, is anybody else like that? Amen. Daddy, we got this and we had this left over. You see, Ruth got full there at the table and had some stuff left. And I don't know how she done it, but she carried it back to Naomi. Ain't that something? Amen. Some bread that was already ready to eat. You look at it. The Bible said here, gave to her that which she had reserved after that she was sufficed. I think that's a blessing. And by the way, trusting in him will cause you to want to be generous. Amen. It will. When you put our trust in the Lord and know what He's done for us, I can't even remember all the story, but years ago when I first became a missionary, Miss Eve remembers it, maybe some of it, but I tried to give $100 away three times in 24 hours. I did give it away three times. $100, I gave it away three times in 24 hours. God paid it back every time, and then the last time, I just said, God, I guess you want me to have $100. They sent it from the school in an envelope where Miss Eve was teaching. I couldn't believe it. Amen. I'm just trying to be a... I'm going to say this. You can't outgive God. Amen. I can't outgive God. None of us can outgive Him. He'll not be a debtor. Amen. Watch this now. The Bible said she took it up, went to the city. Verse 19 now. Her mother-in-law said, "Where hast thou gleaned today?" How many believes that when Naomi saw her and saw what she had, she said, this is a little bit unusual for a youngin' to come out of Moab. I don't know how old Ruth was. I mean, she's old enough to be married. But she come out of Moab, probably didn't know anything much about gleaning like that. But she come in, and I believe Naomi recognized right off the bat. Hey, how many realizes it's good when somebody else recognizes that you put your trust in the Lord and you're walking with the Lord? So you don't have to tell them. Say amen. They can just look at your life and know God's blessing that man. God's blessing that woman. God's blessing that teenager. Watch what the Bible said. Her mother-in-law said, "Where hast thou gleaned today? And where wroughtest thou? Blessed be he." See, this is before Ruth ever says a word. She said, "Somebody took knowledge of thee." I mean, glad somebody took knowledge of you. Say amen. Glory to God. "Blessed be he that did take knowledge of thee." And she showed her mother-in-law with whom she had wrought and said, "The man's name with whom I wrought today is Boaz." And all of a sudden it clicked in Naomi's mind. She said, "I know him." Watch what the Bible said. And Naomi said unto her daughter-in-law, "Blessed be he of the Lord. He hath not left off his kindness to the living and to the dead." And Naomi said unto her, "The man is near of kin unto us, one of our near kinsmen." I'm telling you, when you put your trust in the Lord, God already sees down the road. Amen. And God has got something wonderful in mind. Ruth the Moabite said, "He said unto me also, thou shalt keep fast by my young men until they ended all my harvest." In other words, it wasn't a one-off. It wasn't a one-day thing. You're going to stay here the rest of the season. Amen. You're going to be carrying this home the rest of the season. I believe that with all my heart. And Ruth the Moabite said, "He said unto me also, thou shalt keep fast by my young men till they have ended all my harvest." Verse 22, "And Naomi said unto Ruth, her daughter-in-law," you ought to underline this in your Bible. You ought to write right above that verse, "Trust in the Lord," and then underline, "It is good." It's good to put your trust in the Lord and not to put your confidence in man. There's a lot of people having stomach ulcers over November. I'm going to tell you, there ain't no man can fix this mess. Amen. The only one that can fix this mess is Jesus. Say amen. I'm not sure he's going to fix it. You say, why not? Because my Bible tells me it ain't going to get better and better. It's going to get worse and worse. Amen. I believe we're going to need each other, just like Ruth needed Boaz and Ruth needed that field. Beloved, I believe we're going to need each other like we never have before this thing's over. She said, "It's good, my daughter, that thou go not out, that thou go out with his maidens, that they meet thee not in any other field." Stay in your field. When you trust in the Lord, stay in your field. Ain't that a blessing? So she kept fast by the maidens of Boaz to glean until the end of barley harvest and of wheat harvest, and dwelt with her mother-in-law. I thought I'd be done 10 minutes tonight. But here we are. I'm done now. Amen. Trust in the Lord. Amen. In God, we. How many is glad to be a part of that we? We trust. Amen. In God, we trust. Let's stand. We'll be dismissed in prayer.